بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين لقيام يوم الدين. إن شاء الله this will be our last session, session 8, and inshallah here we are going to talk about the زيارت of Iran. إمام رضا عليه الصلاة والسلام in مشهد، معصومة قوم in قوم، and Tehran, and then we have Shiraz. These small places, there are so many places, as I mentioned. Children of our infallibles, and especially Imam Musa al-Kadhi, his children are scattered in Iran, Iraq, and some places in Syria. And that's why you see the Sa'da Musawin, they are the plenty Bani Hashims, the descendants from Imam Musa al-Kadhi. So you will find a lot of places in Iran, you'll find one of the descendants of Imam Musa al-Kadhi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Due to the blood of the Prophet, people, they used to respect a Sayyid or Bani Hashim because of the favors of Ahlul Bayt, favors of Imam Hussein, favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam bestowed upon us. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them doors of favor for us. So that's why they say in Arabic, لِأَجْلِ عَيْنٍ تُكْرَمُ أَلْفُ عَيْنٍ. For one eye, I will honor 1,000 eyes. So if somebody has done good things, if he dies, I have his child. I need to appreciate him. I need to honor him because his father did a lot of, even though he might not be a good person, but I need to honor him because هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ لِلْإِحْسَانِ. Of course, on the day of judgment, if this guy is not good, he may go through punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever. But for me, a person whose father has done good things for me, I need to at least appreciate his father by appreciating his progeny. So that's why in Iran you will find a lot of Sadat. Yani you might find some of the cities, some of the villages, you might find a maqam there, and that's Bani Hashim. And even in Lebanon and Syria you might find the same, because they were prosecuted and they were murdered by Bani Abbas. So they used to travel from distant parts of Islamic lands, even non-Islamic, like in India you will find Sadat Taqawiyin and Naqawiyin, the descendants of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, because too much oppression, too much torture, too much tyranny of Bani Abbas, it pushed all these descendants of Bani Hashim to scatter all around the earth. Now, what we are going to discuss is that Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm not going to talk about the history of that because we have spoken in our historical lectures in the Milad. You can go to Awaited One Foundation, www.awaitedone.org. You'll find a little bit history about Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. So all what I want to discuss here is the ziyarat, the visitation. And as I mentioned in my last session, that it is always good to learn a little bit about Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, our infallibles, when you go to visit them. This time we are going to now, we finished the ziyarat of Iraq, now we are traveling to Iran. And we are traveling to Iran to do visitation. We are going to make about 4 points of visitation. Main point of visitation is Imam Rida, Ali ibn Musa Rida, our 8th Imam. And subhanAllah, this is our 8th session. 8th session and 8th Imam. So inshallah we are going to finish our sessions today. This will be our last session because we just want to give a little bit gist of the visitation only. So as I mentioned, go and learn a little bit about Imam Rida before going to visit Imam Rida. At least when you are there, Assalamu alayka ya Mawlai, ya Sultan, ya Aba al-Hasan, ya Ali ibn Musa al-Rida, al-Murtada al-Radi bil-Qadari wal-Qadha, Assalamu alayka ya Shams al-Shamus, wa Anis al-Nufus, والمدفون بأرض طوس. When you say these words, you know whom you are talking to. You have the identity. You have a little bit biography. You have a little bit about his knowledge. A little bit about. So as I mentioned, there are many websites now. There is a website just for Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. Just go to imamrida.net. You will find a lot of material on Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. But all what I'm asking is that if you don't have time, just look at 1-page, 2-page biography of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. How did he end up into Mashhad Khurasan? Because he was living in Medina. Most of our Imams, they were living in Medina. How did they end up being in Iraq and in Iran? Because of the oppression. Because of the oppression, because of the governments in that time, Bani Abbas, they wanted to keep an eye, close eye on them. Just to watch them, surveillance. So that's why they could not afford keeping them in Medina and their government is in Iraq. And Ma'mun was in Ma'mun the Abbasids. He was in Iran, in Mashhad. Very far away. It's like 3.5 hour flying time from Medina to Mashhad. 3 or 4 hours time, maybe 4.5 hours. It's a very long route flying. Imagine by road how it's like from California to, let's say, Chicago or to Dearborn, Michigan. That 4 hours long flight, so 5 hours flight. So just imagine going from California to Dearborn, Michigan, or imagine going from Lebanon to Bombay, or something like that. Yani this is 4 or 5 hours flight time, or going from Tanzania to Dubai. That's what we do regularly now. I mean, from between time to time. So 5 hours flying time. That means see the distance. It's vast distance. Now this kind of distance from Medina to Mashhad. Mashhad is the city where Imam is buried. It's called also Tus, Medina Tus. And the province is called Khurasan. So we say Shahi Khurasan, the Prince of Khurasan or the King of Khurasan. And we call Ayyu al-Madfun bi Ardi Tus, the one who was buried in the land of Tus. Tus, remember some personalities, Sheikh Tusi, the giant scholar in 400 Hijra and buried in Najaf al-Ashraf. We spoke about him when we were talking about Najaf al-Ashraf. Tus, he's from originally Tus, from Khurasan. And also Khaja Nasir al-Din al-Tusi from Tus. It's Tus, and you hear the word Tus, that means that is the city which was called before. But after the burial of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, which was a cemetery beside the original city of Tus, and that cemetery now became a huge city, and the city is called Mashhad. That means the shrine. Basically, Tus is the city beside that. So Mashhad, Mashhad al-Muqaddas, that means where, yeah, Mashhad means from seen, from a place which testified, or testimony, or shahada, mashhad, a place of testimony, or a place where like a shahada might have happened, testimony of martyrdom of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, or place where it testifies the burial of Imam Ridha, whatever meanings, like it's from Mashhad. So it became, the name of that cemetery became Mashhad, and as we mentioned, Karbala was nothing, and after that it became a huge city now. So, and inshallah we'll have an airport soon in Karbala. So the same thing is that in Mashhad, and that's why. But originally the city was Tus. And then beside Tus, there was this the cemetery where Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam was buried. Anyhow, and just look into the history for the sake of brevity. I'm just going to carry on. So our main aim, main direction is visiting our 8th Imam, Imam Ali, son of Imam Musa, who's titled by Ar-Ridha, Ar-Radi. These titles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has titled them. You can look into the history, how these titles they got it. But anyhow, let's just a little bit go to the ziyarat. Now, again, our main aim is what? Not just going there, Assalamu alayka ya Sultan ya Abul Hasan ya Ali ibn Musa Ar-Ridha. Oh, done, I got the certificate. I finished the ziyarat, certificate of completion, or game over, that's it. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's when you go to Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, you open your heart, you open your soul, communication from soul to soul, from heart to heart, from spirit to spirit, from love to love, creating a bond, like you're going there to establish a communication, to establish a bond, spiritual bond with your master, Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam is like all the other infallibles. All the other infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam. He's living. He was martyred, he was killed by Ma'mun, may Allah's condemnation be upon him, and now he's there. Look how distant. Ma'mun brought him there to keep an eye on him, so that he was afraid that Alawis, they were doing revolution. This Ma'mun was crazy. By bringing Imam Ridha alayhi salatu to a place where nobody knew who Ahlul Bayt were, now people, they started to know Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. They started to know, oh, these are the true descendants, these are the true successors of the Prophet, because of the knowledge, the miracles, all these kind of things when people they saw from Imam Ridha, they said, he's the one. Now Ma'mun became more threatened. Oh my goodness, what have I done? At least these people, they did not know Ali ibn Musa Ridha. Now I have put myself into trouble. Now the only thing is to kill him. And then they killed Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. So the bottom line is that we are going Iran. The first thing is to visit our infallible Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Visit this holy shrine in Mashhad al-Muqaddas. So there are so many riwayat, so many narrations. Like if you look into the riwayat of the merits of visiting Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, the top riwayat comes is the riwayat of Imam Hussein Karbala. Nothing is above Imam Hussein's ziyarat. All the infallibles, they make sure that they visit Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. That's number one. Number two riwayat you will find visiting of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why you see many of the khojas, they will just say, Assalamu alayka Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Assalamu alayka Imam Ridha, Assalamu alayka Sahab al-Zaman. As there are only three Imams, infallibles. There's nothing about 14. Though we have Awwaluna Muhammad, wa Awsatuna Muhammad, wa Akhiruna Muhammad, wa Kulluna Muhammad, Sallu ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. But there are many khojas. Assalamu alayka Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Assalamu alayka Sultan Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, Assalamu alayka Sahab al-Zaman. That's done. As we have only three Imams, three infallibles. No. We have to mention all of them, salutations, at least the special ziyarat, yes. You specify Imam Hussein. You specify Imam Ridha. You specify the 12th Imam because he's our 12th Imam, living Imam. But mention Rasulullah, Salamu alayka, Rasulullah, Salamu alayka, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamu alayka, Fatima al-Zahra, Salamu alayka, Hassan al-Mustafa, Salamu alayka, Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, Salamu alayka, Ibn Rasulullah, Salamu alayka, and then make details of Imam Hussein Ziyarat, and then Salamu alayka wa ala awladika al-Shuhada, Salamu alayka wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein, Zain al-Abidin wa Muhammad al-Baqir wa Ja'far al-Sadiq, Musa al-Kadhim wa Ali ibn al-Ridha. Now you base towards Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, Assalamu alayka ya Sultan, and then you, after that, you come back to your direction and mention Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, Assalamu alayka Muhammad al-Jawad, Assalamu alayka Ali al-Hadi, Assalamu alayka Asr al-Askari, and then you come Assalamu alayka Ashab al-Asr al-Zaman. It will not increase 10 seconds, more than 10 seconds, to mention all the infallibles. But, of course, we have to acknowledge that there are specific words and merits for visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, visiting Imam Ridha, and the 12th Imam, because he's our living Imam, so we have to offer him salutations from time to time. But the reason many people, they cancelled all the infallibles and they kept on Imam Hussein, because of the huge numbers of riwayat and merits about visiting Imam Ridha. So before I start, just let me index what we are going to mention today, the merits of visiting Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Ma'suma, his sister Fatima, she was buried in Qom, which is south of Tehran, 1 hour driving time. And then we have in Shiraz, a brother of Imam Ridha, they call it Shah Chirag. And then we have Shah Abdul Azim, representative of the infallibles, alayhi salatu wasalam, like the infallibles who were buried in Iraq. The representative was Abdul Azim al-Hassani. He was a Sayyid, descendant of Imam Hassan, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his name was Abdul Azim. So they call him Shah Abdul Azim. And it has a golden shrine and everything. And it is like south of Tehran. It is in Tehran, but Tehran is divided into South Tehran, North Tehran, South, Sharq and Gharb, East and West Tehran. So Tehran is divided into four. So Shah Abdul Azim is buried in the original city of Tehran in that time, which is called Ray, Ray, Madinatul Ray. Remember, Umar ibn Sa'ad la'anatullah alayhi was told, either you kill Imam Hussein and I'll give you the city of Ray, the government of this Tehran. So Ray is the real city of Tehran, ancient city. Tehran, rest of the Tehran is new. Or they may be villages and they now got one metro city of Tehran. But this was where, which was known, the Ray was known in the time of our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam. And some of the scholars, like there's ancient time, like one of the four scholars of hadith, Ibn Babawayh al-Qummi. Qummi is from Qum. It was like Sheikh al-Saduq. Sheikh al-Saduq and all the family of the Sheikh al-Saduq and Ibn Qummiyun, there were scholars in the time of infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam, in the minor occultation. There was a movement in Qum because of Ma'suma Qum. She's buried there. Followers of Ahlul Bayt were residing there. So obviously there will be a movement of knowledge and education wherever to share the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. So one of the four major books of school of Ahlul Bayt, of course they are not sahih book, they are some unauthentic ahadith. These are compiled ahadith regardless of authentication. So it's Ibn Babawayh al-Qummi, and then Sheikh al-Saduq. Sheikh al-Saduq man la yahdur al-faqih, he's also Qummi, from one of the four compiled books. So we are going to talk about Imam Ridha's Ziyarat, Ma'suma Qum, Shah Abdul Azim, and Shah Chirag. There are so many other places we will not be able to grasp in these few moments which we have. So let's start with the visit of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm just going to go through some of the hadith. There's one Ziyarat, one visitation of Imam Ridha, which is called Ziyaratul Ahadith al-Sab'ah. That means visitation of the seven narrations, like the seven narrations. Narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of my parts will be martyred and killed in Khurasan. Whoever visits him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him this and this and this. Then Imam Ali has a narration. Then Imam Hassan has a narration. Imam Hussein has a narration. Imam Zain al-Abidin has a narration. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir has a narration. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq has a narration. Imam Musa al-Kadhim has a narration. All these Imams, they have narrated. Same like Imam Hussein. That's why we see the quantity, the humongous numbers of the riwayat which are mentioning in Imam Hussein. After that comes Imam Ridha. So many riwayat, plenty of riwayat, like it's tawatur that Imam Ridha's ziyarat is Jannah, paradise. And of course, man zarahu arifan bihaqqi. Remember this concept of arifan? You know him from your heart. You know, annahu imamun muftaradu ta'a. That means you are not insisting on committing sins. If slips happen, if somebody fall into error, mistake, that's something else. But you are not insisting on committing sins. We are not infallibles. We are human. We might fall into slips. So that's where Imam Ridha helps us out. If you are his follower, if you love Imam Ridha from your heart, if you visit Imam Ridha, not to get the thawab, no. To be there with Imam Ridha. Just love, like heart to heart, soul to soul, spirit to spirit, connection, creating bond. That is arifan bihaqi. What's the arfanu haqi? Wama arfanu haqi? Annahu imamun muftaradu ta'a. That he is an imam whose obedience is an obligation upon us. This keeping in mind. Because if you are drinking alcohol, na'udhu billah, continuously, if you are committing fornications continuously, if you are supporting oppressors continuously, then this is a problem. Then you don't have this ma'rifat of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, Imam Ridha will welcome you, he welcomes everybody. But you will not get these merits, this kind of essence of ziyarat, you will not get it. So let's take few of the ziyarat. Allahu Akbar. Like this is Mafatih al-Jinan. Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, he mentions some of these narrations. Like from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Satudfanu bid'atun minni bi Khurasan. A part of me will be buried in Khurasan. Ma zaraha mu'min. Any mu'min, ha? Mu'min, not any Muslim. No, you have to be a believer in the imamate, the authority of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, to get all these great blessings. Illa awjab Allahu lahu al-jannah. And no one visits him from a believer unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a jannah obligation on him. Harrama jasadahu ala an-nar. His body will be prohibited on the hellfire. The hellfire will not touch the body which visited Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. From heart to heart, from soul to soul. Of course, he will smear his soul with the soul of Imam Ridha. He will be blending his love with the love of Imam Ridha. How could the fire touch a soul which has been touched, the soul of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam? No, but arfanu haqqi, that you have. Because if you are disobeying Imam Ridha, disobeying the infallibles, you are not smearing his soul. When you are touching them, then you need to ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. After forgiveness, you connect yourself with Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. And then mazara, another hadith of the Prophet, mazaraha makrubun, whoever is in difficulty visits Imam Ridha, illa nafasa Allahu kurbatahu, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve him from his difficulty. Wala mudhnib, and if a sinner visits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. And then another narration which is accepted by Imam Musa al-Kadhim, man zara qabra waladi, Imam Musa, whoever will visit my son Ali's grave, kana lahu inda Allah azza wa jalla 70,000 hajja. First 70 hajja mabrura. Qala al-rawi, Imam first said 70 hajj. The narrator, he was listening, he asked Imam, 70 hajj? I mean, what are we talking about? 70 hajj, 70 pilgrims. Imam Musa al-Kadhim says, are you underestimating it? Are you thinking it's too much? Then listen, 70,000 hajj. Wow, this guy must have been exploded and become terrorist or whatsoever. 70,000 hajj. If you are thinking 70 is less, let me tell you the bigger secret, which people cannot handle and tolerate. It's the reward of 70,000 hajj. Imam Hussein, there was 1,000 hajj. And here, 70,000 hajj. Accepted hajj. Hajja mabrura. Qala na'am, yes, 70,000 hajj. Qala, the guy again says, 70,000 hajj? I mean, he's like, what, that's too much. Qala rubba hajjatin la taqbal, maybe some hajj will not be accepted. I am telling you, 70,000 accepted hajj. Of course, you cannot say, okay, then we are not going to go to hajj. I'm talking about recommended hajj. Obligatory hajj, you have to go and perform hajj in Mecca. You cannot say, okay, I'm not going to go to hajj, I'm going to perform hajj there. No. This is like you are getting the reward of 70,000. But still, if your hajj is obligated on your shoulder, it is obligated. It does not drop off from your shoulder. Man zarahu aw bata 'indahu layla, whoever visits him and stays one night there beside him, kana kaman zara Allah fi 'arshi, he will be as he's visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah is not a physical, but visiting Allah, it will be like a mi'raj. Like the Prophet visited the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the central place of command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, doesn't have any specific. So he is visiting Allah the way Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited him on Mi'raj. All these riwayat, if I keep talking and talking, that like all this, why? Because you know, many times If somebody is far away, people say, oh, heka, why should I spend some ticket? Why should I go there? Only few people will visit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts some incentives that come for the to honor Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam for his sacrifices, for his patience, for his ghurba. Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam was in ghurba at that time. Mashhad was very far away, remote place, distant part of Islamic lands. So Imam Ridha alayhi salatu by himself, he says that قَالَ إِنَّ فِي خُرَاسَانْ بُقْعَ. There is a place in Khurasan, there is a land in Khurasan. There will be a time, it will become the place of descent of the angels, and groups and troops of the angels will be coming. And they say, what is this buqa? قَالَ هِيَ بِأَرْضِ طُوسِ. It is in the land of Tus. وَإِنَّهَا وَاللَّهِ. It is by God. رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. It is a garden from the gardens of paradise. Whoever will visit me in it, as he will visit the Messenger of Allah. كَمَا مَنْ زَارَنِي فِيهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ زَارَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَكَتَبَ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ لَهُ أَلْفَ حَجَّ 1,000 حَجْ 1,000 Umrah. Many people say, isn't there a contradiction? Sometimes one Hajj, sometimes 1,000 Hajj, sometimes 70,000. It's not contradiction. All these depend on your sincerity. If you are so pure and sincere visiting, your reward will be 70,000 Hajj. If you're a little bit here and there, and you have a little bit sins and a little bit this and that, it will be 1,000. A little bit more like slacky, wacky, shaky whatsoever, shaky wakey in your faith, it will be like one Hajj or something like that. So these are like no contradiction. These are like rewards based on the narrators who are there. If they were from the highest level of the narrators, then Imam will give them the narration which has the highest rewards. So it all depends on the narrator and the narration and the circumstances. And Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam says that whoever will visit me in my loneliness and in my far away distant place where I'll be buried, I will come and visit him on the day of judgment in three places, and I will relieve him from these three places. When the books will be coming left and right, accountability, ahaha. Imam will come there and to help you out with the easiness of the accountability. And then what else? And on the Sirat, when people will be falling down in the hellfire, I will come and save you guys. You'll visit me, I'll visit you there. And then, and the Mizan, when the deeds will be scaled, and all the other riwayat, if you open Mufatih al-Jinan, or Google on merits of visiting Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find a lot of hadith. There about in Mufatih al-Jinan, it mentions almost 10. Look at this hadith. Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, son of Imam Ridha, whoever visits my father in Tus, arifan bihaqqi. Remember this, arifan bihaqqi, ma'rifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. It will be obligation on Allah to give him the paradise. And then there was a narration from Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam about that whoever visits me in my ghurbat, in my loneliness, in my wilderness. That's the riwayat which is like, and the wasail al-shi'a and mustadrak al-wasail al-hur al-amili wal-tabrasi, they mention a lot of riwayat about Imam Ridha's mashhad. So basically, Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam was brought there by the tyrant. Now, let me just move to the second, like Ma'suma Qum. Ma'suma Qum is sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, there are two stories. One story says that Ma'suma Qum heard that Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam is in Iran. She was in Medina. She was longing for Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. She arranged a caravan to go. Or she heard that Imam Ridha was sick. Or she heard that Imam Ridha was in trouble. So she wants to visit Imam Ridha because of the Ahlul Bayt. They all have heard the riwayat that Imam Ridha alayhi salam will be buried. Because Prophet, the hadith of the Prophet, hadith of Imam Ali, hadith of... So they knew when Imam Ridha was going to Mashhad, Ahlul Bayt, they were crying as they're farewelling. So Imam Ridha is one infallible whom the family, they cried on him before he was dead. Because exiting Medina was death for the family. Because there are no telephones and SMS and internet and all this kind of thing. Once you go Khurasan, a mailman comes, we'll bring you mail once a month, a letter comes. Of course, Ahlul Bayt, they can do this karamat and all these blessings of Allah. But in regular cases, they don't use these kind of things. It's just for certain times and certain circumstances. So what happens, just they knew that this is disconnection. This is like death of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu. They cried a lot in Medina when farewelling Imam Ridha alayhi salatu. Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, it's mentioned that when they were doing tawaf, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, after the tawaf, sat in the corner and started crying. He was like a 7 years old child, but he was intellectual. So Imam Ridha says, what's the problem, Habibi, my beloved one? What is the problem? He said, my father, I've seen you do tawaf, as you are doing your final tawaf in your life. So Imam Rida calmed him down and he said, yes, this is the case. I'm going to Mashhad and I'll be martyred there. And he gives the, all the authority and imamat, whatever happens to me, then you are the one who will succeed me. Anyhow, so therefore, Masuma, the Fatima bint al-Imam al-Kadhim, sister of Imam Rida, she was longing, she wanted to go there. The one narration says that when she was in Qom, Qom and Tehran is like about 12 hours bus time, and maybe 800 kilometers. So when she was arriving at that point, like for example, from, let's say, from Dearborn to Washington, D.C., something like that. So she was arriving, she became sick. Some say that she heard that Imam Rida was martyred, the news came there, and she was died because of the sadness and sickness. But it is not. The authentic narration says that Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam died in 203. And she died in 201. So she died before Imam Rida. So she was coming to Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. After Imam Rida left, she was longing. She went to visit Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. And like Imam Rida was in Mashhad 2 years. So she left immediately after Imam Rida left. Caravan left for Medina to be with Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam in case something happens, so they're there. So when the caravan of Hashimite comes here, Masuma Qom in 201. She was born in 173. 173 to 201. How old is she when she died? Let's put one there, the 202. 28 years old. About 28. She was so young. So when travel got her tired and she became sick, this is the true narration or the most authentic narration. She became sick when they arrived to a city close to Qom. Then Qom, there were inhabitants or followers of Ahlul Bayt, the Shias were there. So these people, they come to Masuma and they invite us, please honor us. You are daughter of our Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam, sister of our Imam Rida. Please honor us. Please be our guest. We'll take care of you. And they did the impossible to cure Fatima al-Masuma alayhi salatu wasalam. Finally, they were not able to cure. And there was no mahram for her there, relative, blood relative, when she died. Salamullahi alayhi and Qom. They were confused. Now who will put her body down? I mean, there needs to be someone mahram. They saw two horsemen came and they took over. They offered Salat al-Janaza. They kept her down and they left. So these two people, narration says one was Imam Rida from Khurasan, one was Imam Muhammad al-Jawad from Medina. They both came. One, Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, because sister, Imam Jawad, it's his auntie, paternal auntie. This is mentioned in the narration. And that's why you see, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad mentions, whoever visits my auntie, Ma'asuma in Qom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this, 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 this. And also, Imam Rida, huh? If Imam Rida would have died before Ma'asuma, why would he say the riwayat, whoever visits my sister Fatima al-Ma'asuma, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prohibit his body on the hellfire? So this indicates that Ma'suma Qom, she died before the death of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. Let me just read you the exact riwayat of Ma'suma Qom. I just want to mention that riwayat about Sayyidah Ma'suma. Yes, we have Man kanat ila falyazur qabr jaddi bitus mukhtasilan, and then we have this Imam Rida. These are all Imam Rida's wada'. Of course, there have been a lot of miracles. A lot of miracles in Imam Rida's shrine. Imam Rida's shrine, a lot of miracles have happened. A lot of miracles. Yani, people, they get their hajat, they get their miracles. And after that, we'll have this wada of Imam Rida. Yes, Ma'suma Qom. It is mentioned about Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, Muhammad Taqi, that whoever visits my auntie in the city of Qom, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the paradise an obligation on him. Yes, and this is the method of ziyarat. I'm just looking for this narration of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. The narration of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam regarding the Ma'suma Qom. Anyhow, you can find it. The reason I want to mention is that Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam narrated a hadith, whoever visits my sister or whoever visits Ma'suma Qom. So if that's the case, that means she must have died before the death of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, before the martyrdom of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why the narration which indicates that she died before is more. And then we have in Tehran, in city of Tehran. Anyhow, I was just looking at the hadith just a while ago, but I don't know where did it go. But just Google on the merits of visiting the sister of Imam Rida, Ma'suma Qom. You will find that there are a hadith from Imam Rida. But those who say that she died after, they said because of, it's a big misconception. Many people that you hear in the majalis, that while she was coming, she heard in the way Imam Rida was martyred, she could not handle, she died. But no, she died because of the disease. She got sickness and disease. It's all wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the city of Qom base of Islam one day, and to make it base of visitors. Now thousands of people, they visit Ma'suma Qom in Qom. Qom is the southern city of Tehran, 1 hour drive. So it's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bless the city of knowledge, the city of scholars, Maraji', Ayatullah, Al-Uzmas. It's like parallel to Najaf al-Ashraf in Iraq. And it is flourishing with ulamas and huge religious and Islamic and all kind of educational activities is flourishing now based on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam from Qom. So just imagine the position of Qom and the position of this blessed lady. For the miracles, I personally have seen a lot of miracles in my life, me as a first person, in Imam Ridha alayhi salatu's shrine and in the shrine of Ma'suma Qom. There was a difficult thing, I could not achieve it. I just came to Ma'suma Qom and said, "Oh my master lady, I'm a visitor here and I'm in trouble and I cannot solve this problem, so help me." Immediately, once I came out, the guy came, "Oh, you know something? Your problem is going to be solved. Come with us." And my problem was solved and I had to leave. I had to leave on that day. And it was so difficult. I've been trying to solve this problem for about 9 days I was there. I came to farewell her. I said that most of the people, they come, they take their hajat. I'm not worthy of getting my hajat, but at least I'm someone who's knocking your door. So it seems that I'm going to go away without my problem being solved. And I came out and this guy, oh my goodness, I mean, it was really a miracle for me. I mean, something happened. I don't deserve miracles, but even Masjid al-Sahla, there are things happen I personally saw with my eyes. Strange things, impossible things happen. So you have to have this kind of connection with Ahlul Bayt. Shah Abdul Azim, it has been mentioned in the riwayat that whoever visits Shah Abdul Azim, yeah, I think these riwayat about Sahib Mafatih al-Jinan, he mentions these riwayat in the non-infallible area. That's why I couldn't find it in the infallible section. Anyhow, you'll find it in Mafatih al-Jinan because it's there. But here it's pinpointed. Let me recite the narration of Abdul Azim. In Tehran, he was one of the representative of our infallibles, Imam Ali al-Hadi, Imam Ali al-Naqi. Who's Imam Ali al-Hadi, Imam Ali al-Naqi? 10th Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, who buried Ma'suma Qom. Imam Muhammad al-Jawad is son of Imam Ali al-Ridha. Imam Ali al-Hadi is son of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, who's buried in Samarra al-Askariyain, remember? He was representative of Imam Ali al-Hadi in Iran. Remember the time of representation started, wukala, because people, it was difficult to come to infallibles from time to time, distant lands, remote lands. So it is mentioned when he died, they asked him about Shah Abdul Azim al-Hasani. He said, whoever cannot visit Karbala, then visit Abdul Azim al-Hasani. Man zara Abdul Azim al-Hasani kana ka man zara al-Husayn alayhi salam. So many times people they ignore visiting Shah Abdul Azim. He's in Tehran, southern Tehran. Just go and visit, you'll get the thawab of visiting Imam. But I just came from Karbala. That means you're done, game over, got the certificate, I'm done. No, we seek opportunities. The more opportunities we get, the thawab, the reward of visiting our infallibles, we seek for it. Don't ignore visiting Abdul Azim al-Hasaniyah. Wherever you seek opportunity and you are able to, just go for it. Don't say, "Oh, I just visited Imam Hussain, why will I visit?" No, visiting Abdul Azim al-Hasani has the reward of visiting Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He said that, he told some of the people who came from Iran, he said, "If you are not able to come all the way to Karbala, far away, visit Abdul Azim al-Hasani." And there is one also brother of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Many people they don't know, but people from Persian Gulf, because the flight lands on Shiraz, so they go and visit Shiraz. But most of the flights, people from different parts of the world, when they land in Tehran, nobody takes time, bother to go Shiraz, because it's like a 16 or 18 hours bus drive. I think it's 12 or something like that. 18 is Mashhad. Long time, since 12, 13 years, I haven't been there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me the visitation of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam with all of you. So basically, it has been long time. So I kind of like don't remember exact distance. But people, they don't bother. But there's also golden shrine and everything. And people, they get their du'as fulfilled when they come to Shah Chiragh, which is the brother of Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyway, I don't have enough time left, my time is over. So visiting Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, visiting Ma'suma Qom, and visiting Shah Abdul Azim al-Hasani, if you are able to go Shiraz, go. And Isfahan, there are wonders of Shaykh al-Baha'i, because Isfahan was the capital of Shia kingdom, not Islamic government, not like now. Before it was a kingdom like Safavid Empire, and there were monarchies, and some of them they were good, some of them they were bad. It was not like a religious government. Yes, but Shah Abbas and Safavi and some of them, they were good ones. They gave a lot of freedom to the scholars, like Allama Majlisi, so Sheikh Bahaiddin al-Amili. Sheikh Bahaiddin al-Amili is Lebanese originally. He was in Najaf al-Ashraf. He did a lot of great things in Najaf al-Ashraf, but then he settled down in Isfahan, and he did a lot of acts of wonder, spiritual acts in Isfahan. Anyhow, in Iran, there are a lot of things. A lot of places to visit, a lot of tourism sites as well. The main thing I would focus when I go Iran, number one, visiting our Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, visiting Mahsuma Qom, visiting Shah Abdul Azim al-Hassani. These are the three main. And then if we have visiting Shah Shiragh, if you can, you go to Isfahan. And then don't forget one more thing, visiting the shrine of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, who is buried in Tehran also. And he is the founder of the miracle of this time, the Islamic government based on the rules of Shia Ahlul Bayt, school of Ahlul Bayt. Yes, I mean, it's not 100% perfect. That's why we need the 12th Imam to come. But this was the best achievement to bring the school of Ahlul Bayt, the laws of Ahlul Bayt into existence by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. So as a token of appreciation of the change of the world, the Shiism around the world, they got the strength and dignity. Because now Shias have a country, Shias they have a government, and Islamic laws, Islamic legislative, political system they have. Maybe there are a little bit problems in it. They will be trying, the ulamas, they will be working to improve and improve. And you see a lot of improvements and reforms and movements are happening in Iran. So there will be improvements, and they will try until they will be in a way. They will hand it over to our beloved 12th Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive all our sins and shortcomings. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us the blessings of the visitation and give us the success to visit our beloved infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam in Iraq, in Iran, and in Syria, and in Mecca and Medina. And bless us the visitation of these holy lands. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make the appearance of our beloved 12th Imam soon, and keep us among his loyal and sincere supporters in his occultation and after his appearance. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the visitation of our infallibles alayhi muslim in this world, and the intercession of them in the hereafter. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala cure all our sick ones by their sake. Fulfill the needs of all our needy ones by their sake. And whoever is in difficulty, whoever is in problem, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala solve their difficulties and problems by their sake. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep all our followers of Ahlul Bayt, beloved ones of Ahlul Bayt, safe and secure from every kind of terrorist, every kind of terrorism, every kind of evil, every kind of injustice. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep them safe and secure from every kind of oppressor and tyrant. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless those who are living difficult time in their livelihood, to ease on their livelihood. Give them blessings by the sake of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.